Welcome to the Apple for Hits podcast. Hello, everybody. My name is Thomas Domville. I also go by the name of Anonymous. I would like to introduce you and do a walkthrough of an app called Clue. It is spelled C-L-E-W. It's a free app. You will have to check availability in your app store if it's available for your country. Clue is an indoor mapper that allows you to create a route from point A to point B, and then it gives you directions back to point A, all without having GPS, Wi-Fi, or anything like that. All it uses is its own built-in augmented reality along with your phone accelerometer and other sensitive devices that is built into your phone. As interesting as that sounds, I had to pick this up and give it a whirl, and I thought I'd give a demonstration to my listeners so they can hear it for themselves to see if it's something that you can use for yourself. Basically, in this demonstration, what I'm going to have to do, I'm going to go from point A to point B, which is from my kitchen down to the laundry room. Yes, there are left and rights, downstairs and upstairs that are involved in this route planning. And then from point B, it will ask me to get directions, and it will tell me exactly how many feet where I need to go, left, right, up, everything. It is very fascinating how this works. It is quite accurate for my usage, and I'll be curious what kind of result that you guys get out of this. I will let you know, it is extremely simple app. There is not much to it. There is no instructions, no help whatsoever. So you'll have to do a lot of practices with it in order to get this to work for you. And I will get into more details after the demonstration of my thoughts and some things that I was thinking about. So let's go ahead and listen to my demonstration. I'm going to hop on over to my other recorder, and please forgive me for the poor audio quality on it for the demonstration. So let's, without further ado, here's the demonstration. I'm in the room. I'm going to go ahead and open up Clue.
Clue.
And one finger double tap to open that up.
Clue. Press to record path.
All right. The first thing I want to do before I do anything is that my phone is absolutely vertical and it's out in front of me. It's in front of my chest. So you got to make sure that's out in front. And of course, if you have a cane or anything, make sure that's in the hand that you want. I'm right-handed, so I'll put the cane in right hand. In this case, I'm not going to use it because I know this step pretty well, so I don't need to do that. All right, so I'm going to go to swipe to the right.
Record path button.
Double tap on record path.
Record. Hold vertically with the rear camera facing forward.
Okay, that's a good explanation. And to the right.
Stop recording.
Is the option to stop. That means you are now ready. So I am going to go ahead and step forward, kind of give you an idea where I'm going. I'm going about maybe 10 feet here into the next room. And I'm going to stop and do a complete right. Now I'm going to go forward for about four steps, take a complete right. Now I'm going to go down along the wall until I get to my stairwell. And here it is. Now I'm going to do a complete left, and I'm going to go down the stairs now. Right now it's not doing anything, you're just walking. I'll stop, and I'm going to do a complete left. Go about two, three steps, and complete left. And now I'm going to go down a hallway to my destination, so I'll keep going. And now I'm here, take a left, take about two steps, and I am here. So now I'll double tap to stop.
Stop. Press to start navigation or pause tracking.
All right, so I'm going to turn around.
Start navigation button.
I'm going to go ahead and double tap on this.
Start. Continues. Get directions. Button. Get directions. Continue straight for 2 feet.
About 2 feet. That's about right. Now the phone is doing haptic. I feel it going doot, doot, doot. So that tells
me. Right.
Took it right. I took two steps. Let's see if it stops me down here.
Turn right.
Yep. I take a right here. You remember this is a tight right. So I take a right.
Turn right and proceed upstairs.
It did know that. 2 feet about up the stairs.
Continue straight.
Straight.
Turn right.
Turn right.
Turn left. left.
Yep, turn left.
Turn left.
And turn left.
You've arrived. Please rate your service.
And then you get the option to rate the service. It did absolutely flawless. I didn't run into anything, nothing. I'm going to rate it.
Bad. Button. Good. Button.
Double tap on good.
Good. Press to record path.
And then we're ready to start over again.
So there's the demonstration. Hopefully that was enough to give you an idea of how that works and what you can expect out of it. The app is extremely simple. As I mentioned before, there is not much to it because once I open the app, as you can hear from the recording, all it has is the option to start recording the route. And basically, when I double tap that, you're recording your route that you want to take. Obviously, there is a pause button on there. So if you need to take a moment to pause and then initiate back as you're doing the route, you can do that, which I didn't cover on that. And at the end, you get the option to rate how well it guides you back, which is fascinating because I like to know, and I don't know where the result goes, if it actually goes to the developer or not, in terms of when it asks you, did you have a good or a bad experience? Interesting. And as you can see, there was no help, versions, instructions of any kind within the app itself. Also, think of this as a disposable map planner. And initially, what I'm trying to say is, yes, you can only use it once. So in other words, once you start the route and you come back, you dispose the route. You can't save it. There's no other option to take it other than to retake and record a new route. So they've got some limitations there, but I can see some potentials here. I'd love to be able to give the ability to save my routes, especially if it's something I use often. That would be very useful. Now, a couple of things that come on my mind and talking with my friends is that they all had pretty much the same questions. Well, if you pretty much know your path going to point B, why do you need an app that will get you back to point A? They present some good points, and I was thinking to myself, well, maybe you are capable of doing it, but maybe you're just kind of unsure of yourself, and it's a difficult or complicated path to point B. And so I can see how that would work to make you feel more confident about yourself getting back to point A without remembering that how many lefts did I take or how many rights I've done. And I've seen this a lot when I'm in state and federal buildings. There's a lot of left and rights and up and down, and it's just all over the place, even hospitals for that matter. So you can get it the idea how I can get from point A to point B much easier of coming back because it knows exactly what step I've taken. So initially it leaves little breadcrumbs as you do the walking, and then it just follows the breadcrumbs back. Sometimes I also have clients that are involved. I have to go to their workplace. And yes, my driver will typically take me to the office that I'm going to do my lessons or training with. But it would be so nice if I can get back from point B to point A where we started so I can meet my driver back at the initial start without them calling them up to text them and having to go through the whole routine of going through the secretaries or whatever, have not to get back to me. So there are some advantages about this, how I like this. However, I wish it had more. So that's the whole point, is that I definitely have some feedbacks and suggestions I'm going to leave the developer. And I highly recommend it for you to do the same, is contact the developer and see if we can make this more robust app itself. Regardless, it is a fascinating and very interesting app. It works great for me. I am going to use this. I can see myself using this from time to time. No, I don't see myself using this every day, but more frequently than not. I can see some people never use this and some people will use it just as much as myself. But anyway, I hope you enjoyed this Clue podcast. Give it a whirl, check it out, kick the tires and see if it's something that you can use and that is something that will help you to make you feel more confident about from you getting to point A to point B. Also, keep in mind, this is an indoor mapper. I have not tried this outdoors. I am going to assume you will have mixed results because it's got to be able to see points or markers or something like that. As we do, as we go down a hallway, we can just count four doors. It's got to have markers to be able to see it. So I'm not sure. So I would love to hear from others how you have come out of this with the outdoor results. But indoor, it works really well. And as long as it's not a sterile environment where it's just all the same look, I don't think that will come into play because it does seem to track your steps, how many steps you're going in one direction or whatever, have not. So it is very highly intensive when it comes to use your accelerometer to its fullest potential. All right. Well, that's going to do for me. My name is Thomas Donville. I also go by the name of Anonymous. Until next time, goodbye.
This podcast has been brought to you by the community of Apple Viz. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.